From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, an explosion on a South Korean cargo ship stranded in the Strait of Hormuz. U.S. President Donald Trump says the vessel was attacked by Iran. As South Korea marks its annual Children's Day on this Tuesday, the head of the nation's human rights watchdog warns extreme early private education is a serious violation of children's rights. And the Seoul government says it will bolster support for young people from migrant backgrounds. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Rosine Park. A fire broke out on a South Korean cargo ship stranded in the Strait of Hormuz following an explosion. The government said no casualties have been reported as it works to determine whether the ship may have been struck in an attack. Kim Bum-soo has more.
According to the Foreign Ministry in Seoul, an explosion occurred on the 38,000-ton HMM Namu at around 8:40 p.m. Monday, Korea Standard Time. It was followed by a fire that reportedly broke out in the portside engine room, which was extinguished by crew members about 4 hours later. No casualties were reported. 6 South Koreans and 18 foreign nationals were on board at the time of the incident. The cargo ship was anchored outside port limits of the United Arab Emirates Umm Al Quwain in the critical strait, which Iran effectively closed after the war began 2 months ago. The Foreign Ministry is working to determine the extent of damage to the Panamanian-flagged vessel operated by South Korea's Hyundai Merchant Marine. The ship will be towed to the port of Dubai for investigations to determine the cause of the explosion, including whether the ship was attacked. This comes following the U.S. announcement of Project Freedom, which is aimed at freeing stranded ships in the waterway. A number of other ships were reportedly in the same area with HMM Namu waiting to pass through the narrow shipping lane. According to Iranian state media on Monday, a ranking Iranian military commander warned, quote, all commercial vessels and oil tankers to refrain from any attempt to transit without coordination. The Ministry of Oceans and Fisheries in Seoul confirmed that there are 26 South Korean vessels currently stuck in the Strait of Hormuz. Kim Bum-soo, KBS World Radio News.
U.S. President Donald Trump said Iran attacked a South Korean cargo vessel in the Strait of Hormuz and called on South Korea to join a U.S. operation aimed at reopening the waterway. In a social media post on Monday, Trump said Iran has taken some shots at unrelated nations with respect to the ship movement, Project Freedom, including a South Korean cargo ship, adding that perhaps it's time for South Korea to come and join the mission. Trump also said U.S. forces had achieved results in the operation, claiming that 7 small boats had been shot down. Other than the South Korean ship, Trump said there had been no other damage reported while transiting the strait. Trump added that War Secretary Pete Hegseth and Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Dan Kane would hold a press briefing on the situation. The government convened an emergency meeting to discuss follow-up measures after an explosion and fire involving a South Korean vessel in the Strait of Hormuz on Monday. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the meeting, held during the pre-dawn hours of Tuesday, was chaired by Second Vice Foreign Minister Kim Jin-ah and involved 7 Middle East missions and the Ministry of Oceans and Fisheries. Expressing deep concern over the incident, Kim noted that it was the first case of damage to a South Korean vessel in the area since the outbreak of the Middle East conflict. Kim stressed the need to determine what caused the explosion and prevent a recurrence while maintaining full readiness to protect South Korean crew members, though no casualties had been reported. The participating mission said they are in close contact with local authorities and taking necessary measures to safeguard and assist South Korean ships and crew, adding they'll further enhance coordination with host governments to ensure swift rescue operations and the safety of Korean nationals in emergencies.
You're now listening to the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul, Korea.
President Lee Jae-myung and First Lady Kim Hae-kyung held an event for children and their families at Cheongwadae on Tuesday to celebrate Children's Day. The event marked the first Children's Day celebration held following the presidential office's return to Cheongwa-dae and welcomed more than 200 people, including children from depopulating regions, multicultural families, and local residents. Children who had previously met the presidential couple during their visits to welfare centers, childcare facilities, and meetings with families of patients with rare diseases also attended the event. Participants toured the main building of the presidential office and enjoyed free playtime at Nokjiwon, the green space in front of Sangchunjae, which was transformed into a playground for the day. National Human Rights Commission Chair An Chang-ho says extreme early private education is a serious violation of children's rights. An made the remark in a statement released Monday, one day ahead of South Korea's 104th Children's Day. He cited the results of a UNICEF survey that found that out of 36 countries, including members of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development and members of the European Union, South Korea ranked fourth in children's academic skills, but 34th in children's mental health. An said the figures demonstrate that South Korean children may be ahead in competition, but do not feel sufficiently safe or stable in their lives. The commission chief said excessive early learning deprives children of time for play, rest, and self-expression while hampering healthy growth and development. The Seoul government intends to strengthen its support for young people from migrant backgrounds so they can better adjust to South Korea's public education system. The Seoul Metropolitan Government unveiled a plan on Monday for people between the ages of 9 and 24 who entered South Korea during their school-age years. They include people from multicultural families, overseas Koreans, children of green card holders, and anyone born in a third country to a North Korean-born parent and a foreign-born parent. To help participants smoothly adjust to the spring semester, the Seoul government will schedule additional Korean language classes at the Seoul Global Youth Education Center, making them available after school and on weekends, in addition to the present weekday hours. The city government will also provide customized mentoring programs, as well as consulting services in which older students with similar backgrounds who majored in psychology serve as counselors. A national consultative body for public zoos has been launched following the recent escape of a wolf named Nukgu from a zoo in the central city of Daejeon. The Ministry of Climate, Energy and Environment on Tuesday announced that the inaugural meeting of the consultative body will be held Wednesday at the Korea Institute of Public Sector in Seoul. The new body brings together officials from the ministry, the National Institute of Ecology, the Korean Association of Zoos and Aquarium, and directors of public zoos. They will assess whether zoos are properly prepared to meet licensing requirements under the revised Zoo and Aquarium Act and discuss measures to support compliance. The licensing system was introduced in December of 2023, but existing zoos were granted a grace period until December of 2028 to meet the standards. Clear skies are expected across the country on Wednesday. According to the Korean Meteorological Administration, morning lows will range between 7 and 16 degrees Celsius. Daytime high temperatures will peak between 21 and 27 degrees. Seoul will wake up to a low of 11 degrees before warming up to 23 degrees in the afternoon. Inland regions will continue to experience large temperature swings of around 15 degrees between day and night. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. I'm Rosine Park. You can also catch our news from our website at world.kbs.co.kr.
KBS World Radio.